a Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I'm at the National Biodiesel Board Conference, and I am currently hanging out with Nina De La Rosa. Nina, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Nina, it's finally nice to meet you. I've been writing about some of your research here. So we should start off with saying you're a member of the Next Generation Scientists.
That's correct. I joined this year. I was very interested when looking at master's program. I was very interested in biodiesel, and it came across this conference was really what led me to it. I'm really excited.
So this is your first year as a master's student. You've already started, obviously, your biodiesel research. So, you know, let's start off by walking through for us. You're with Florida International University. Walk through with us what this research you've been working on for the past year.
Well, this research, it's a project that I tagged along with my main author, Luke Thima. He's one of our undergrads at our agroecology program. And we recently started a biofuels lab. And the first thing that we started researching was how to make biodiesel from waste vegetable oil. So the overall idea that we wanted to accomplish is to make biodiesel from waste vegetable oil from FIU's cafeteria that then we can use to power our own buses. So it obviously takes a lot of time when we're still in the beginning stages of our lab. But one of the questions that came up, or my main author came up with, is how much methanol do we really need to pre-treat the oil? It's not really something that you can find that's very specific in literature. A lot of authors use very different between 20 and 30%. So because methanol was one of our biggest expenses, then we decided to go ahead and start testing it. So we tested our oil, our free fatty acid content, which is not really bad, as 1.30. It's not really bad to begin with, but the standards say that you should have less than 1% of free fatty acid content when you're going to do make biodiesel. So then we decided to test a bunch of different percentages of pretreatment during esterification. And so far we came up with that 15% is a good number to do, which is half of what we were using before. So our next step is to do transesterification and compare the yields to see if it actually, if it makes a difference, if we should use 20, if it affects the yield too much. So we haven't gotten to that stage yet, and hopefully we get to compare it to other oils, something that comes up with a higher free fatty acid content to begin with, since ours wasn't so bad.
So Nina, is one of the things you've looked at, or maybe in the future you're planning on looking at, is how it compares in terms of emissions and your ASTM standards and cloud and things like that, or is your focus really just to try to get the same quality biodiesel using half, you know, the methanol pretreatment?
We are aiming to produce biodiesel that meets all of our standards, so we're really looking to test all of directions. Our lab is pretty new, so we're interested pretty much in everything. I've gotten a couple of great ideas from other students that I've met here, so I'm really excited to go back and try to set up a different experiments that we can take this experiment like to a whole nother level. So it's been pretty great.
So Nina, how often do you get to talk to these other members of the group? I mean, is this the first time you've really met them, and do you talk regularly, or is it once a year you guys get together and start comparing notes?
This is the first time that I'm here, so after I set up my poster, I just started talking to everybody else, and hopefully, you know, make great connections and talk more often, but it's really the first time that I've met anyone here.
Well, you're probably on your way to fame now that you're here and you've met all these people who are top of their game. So, Nina, you know, for people who maybe even are still in their undergrad programs or starting to look at the master's or PhD level, what kind of advice do you have for them? Are you loving what you're doing? Do you feel like you made a good decision to go into an expertise in biodiesel and biofuels?
Absolutely. I mean, overall graduate school is pretty stressful, but there's no comparison to, you know, going to bed at night and just knowing that you're part of something that's really unbelievable. And when you get to come to events like these, it really like solidifies that you're part of something greater and you're contributing to something good. So it definitely, definitely makes up for it. But to everybody out there that wants to go to grad school, is good luck on your GRE.
Well, Nina, I'm hoping to be here next year, and I'm hoping you're back. You can give us an update on how the next phase of your tests went.
That would be amazing. I would love to.
Great. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you so much for your time.